Proclamation number 3512 of 13th of August, 1945. God reveals himself through creation. Divine creative will gave rise to works that are visible to the human eye, to reveal himself to them in the works of creation. It is his aim to lead the people to recognize his own, then to win his love and turn his will to himself. As God's greatness and glory, his love, omnipotence and wisdom is recognized, also the man strives to the highest essence. However, without this knowledge, his mind turns to the things that appear to him covetously for life on earth. A man contains a love within himself, which may be wrong, so it is directed at whom, what is transitory. He will always strive to something, and the object of his endeavor shall be divine. Something spiritual, that is perfect, then his love is right. God himself is the most perfect spirit. To get to him requires deepest love. Therefore he must also be recognized, and so he reveals himself to people, when he gives rise to creations in front of their eyes, which attest his love, omnipotence and wisdom. And man must learn to love God, who considers his creation attentively. He must feel God's love and his wisdom, that has assigned determination to each work of his creation, and he must sink in deep respect for his greatness and unsurpassability. The knowing of the eternal deity results inevitably in love to him, and man strives consciously for God. He tries to contact him, he offers himself to his creator as his creature, in order to stay connected with him, because he loves him. The love to God is the driving force of eager striving. Without love man belongs to the world, because it is his wrong love. In order to be able to love God, he must be recognized however, and God himself helps people to learn to recognize him. He shows himself to them in his greatness and power. In his creations he is palpably near by the people, because everything that has arisen from his will is in its original substance spiritual strength, so whose outflow of what he is himself. The strength center, an inexhaustible spring of strength of love. God himself is the eternal love, he is strength and thus present in each of his works of creation. What will be understandable for the man, so he has recognized God, so he has found his way into the essence of love by own work and love. If he has reached this stage of knowledge, to comprehend the essence and the strength of love, then he seeks God no longer in the distance, but he is near him in every work of creation, and his love for him is growing steadily and let him constantly mature in the knowledge. And every man can come to recognize the eternal divinity in serious contemplation of his works and serious will, to invade into a closed area for him otherwise. God's action and workings in the universe. God appeases man's thirst for knowledge, who is seeking to fathom him in desire for truth in the pursuit of knowledge. Because he wants to be recognized, he wants to reveal himself to men, that they may come into contact with him. He wants to be loved by his creatures, and therefore he gives himself to recognize as a being full of love, that is the highest perfection and can claim the love of his creatures with full right. But he does not want to force people to love, and that's why everyone is free to let speak the divine creation to himself or to pass by it indifferently. God is always nearby the people in his works, but only those feel him, who seek to recognize him and therefore pay full attention to all the things of which they are surrounded. These will feel him and break out to him in love, they will seek to fathom him, they will let wander their thoughts to infinity and raise questions that will be answered by spiritual side, and they will come to the knowledge that the sequence is a pursuit of perfection, to be able to come near the highest and most perfect being, because man feels it, that this is the end aim of his earthly life, that he unites with God, from his strength he once originated. Amen.